No, don't you even, I swear to God, don't you even do it. No, it's my turn.
Joel,
you are Joel Nutsack Cox.
No, I'm not.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Stream of Consciousness. I am
Joel. No, it's NPR. We're doing NPR.
No, go ahead. Good, you do it. Hi, you do everyone. NPR better than I do.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to, I almost said NPR. Damn you.
It's the worst fucking podcast. Do I have to put in like a 2 weeks notice to get out of this thing, or can I just like hang up my phone now and walk away?
You don't think I'll do 20 minutes of this by myself? Because I will.
Oh, Joel, Harry, hi everybody. Welcome back to take two of Stream of Conscious Podcast.
We had a technical difficulty. Some idiot didn't choose the right audio source.
I think this happens so much now that we should probably know. I don't think we should even bother telling people whenever we fuck up the first take. We should only let them know if it goes well. Like, we should just start off.
I'll make it a bonus episode. If they really want to hear, they can hear how much I fuck up. A
bonus episode of what? Of you talking to yourself because they can't hear me?
No, they can kind of hear you.
Or do you want to put it in the part where everything I said went to the red and it was just gurgles and screams?
Anyway. I have an interesting story to tell.
We didn't do nicknames. We don't need them.
I'm 84. I'm Joel 84 Cox. And you are Joe Loose Moose Stout. Because I have another story for that, too. I've got two stories.
I think that's better than me calling you boss.
So anyway, my buddy's birthday is recent.
Because fuck you, that's why.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm gonna go put that on my phone. I'm gonna go make a sandwich. I already heard this story. I already know where this one goes.
You know, we're part of it. You don't know how it ends, though.
I don't.
There's a twist.
My God, was it not over?
No, there's a twist.
Jesus Christ! So anyway, the longest story of my life.
Driving out to my buddy for his birthday. His birthday dinner with his family. So I'm driving out.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Nick. His name is Nick.
It was funnier the first time when I didn't.
It's still funny this time too. So anyway, I'm driving down this podunk backwards road, and I get some foreboding. There's a stick that was crossed the entire road. I'm like, oh, I'll go around it. And I saw a tree leading like almost into the road. I'm like, huh, might get bad today. So my buddy's really worried about me getting to his place because, you know, it's so complicated. Meanwhile, I drive in the middle of nowhere all the time just for fun. So he hangs up and goes, call me again to half mile from my house. My parents'
house. Feel like we should be better at doing bits on this one, because like now I already know the story. So like, but I kind of want to like kick in little moments here and there, like the Marx Brothers or like Abbott and Costello. Joel,
well, we should have
no, because I feel like you're just too straight laced for that.
See, I actually have there's a special skill I've created.
Is it being the straight man?
No, it's being such a straight man that I make the person who's funny doubt himself that they're actually being funny.
Right. That's what.
I do that to people at work all the time. They're like, but don't you get it? I'm like, yeah, I just didn't want it. And I just keep going. And they're like, son of a bitch!
See, I do the opposite because I work off commission. So, like, people, like, whenever I work, like, people make these ridiculous jokes. I always get, like, these old guys that come in with, like, the dumbest damn jokes.
Wrecked them, Dan. They'll kill them.
Yeah, right. Like, and it's usually stupid stuff, and they think they're hilarious, and I'm just
what is 6 inches and has two nuts?
I feel like I'm not supposed to guess Vanilla Ice.
Almond Joy. I was listening to Red Fox today on Records, and that was the joke. One of the jokes he told.
Oh, I like that one. Oh, dude, I heard the other day. It wasn't Red Fox. It was Buddy Abbott or something. Oh, I can't remember it. I don't want to botch it. I'm gonna tell it next time. Next week, I'll tell a couple Buddy Abbott jokes. I'm gonna reiterate them like they were my own jokes because nobody knows who the shit Buddy Abbott is except for me.
Well, I had the idea. I'm like, I should sell Red Fox's stuff. Nobody my age knows who Red Fox is, basically.
Right? Really? Like, no doubt. Like, I mean, I know who Red Fox is just because I just grew up in that environment, and my mom used to watch that kind of stuff. And so, like, I remember Red Fox, but I couldn't. If you told one of his jokes, I wouldn't remember it. I would just give you credit for it. The only thing that would make me suspicious is I've known you long enough to know that you're not that funny.
Can I continue my story?
Oh my god, is it not over yet?
So,
this is like a 30-minute story.
So I hang out with my buddy, and not even 100 yards down the road, there's a truck, there's a down power line, there's a down tree, and there's the B team trying to cut this tree down.
Well, you can't jump at the B team. It doesn't make sense. You skipped the part where we did.
Oh, I'm getting there.
So I'm Joel, it worked better when you... God damn, because I already know the story now.
So I'm sitting in my car watching these guys.
They weren't the B team yet, Joel. They're just guys cutting down a tree.
No, they were attempting to cut down a tree. This is where we're going with this.
Okay, but they're just the guys cutting down, trying to cut down the tree. They're not the B team yet.
Oh, they're the B team. They've always been the B team.
You go tell your story, because now you fucked up your punchline, Joel.
That wasn't the punchline. But anyway, so these guys are trying to figure out where to cut this tree. And they finally try to start the chainsaw, but it won't start.
My God, what happened next?
They pulled out another chainsaw. And then they started the chainsaw, and they're analyzing the tree of where should we cut this thing. I'm sitting here in my car pantomiming, cut here, here, and here. This is how you cut down a tree. Well, they didn't cut where I told them to, apparently, when I was yelling and screaming. And the power line basically threw the tree halfway across the road.
This is the part where I have to yell at you for not going camping with me, but yet you'll drive down the windy road. Uh-huh. It's, you know what? I feel like it just lost its motivation.
I was
amped up the first time through. I was like, you won't go camping with me, but this time through I'm like, fuck,
because here's the thing. When you go camping, you get out of the car and you stay there. I'm a moving target in a car. You can't kill me in a car unless you're like...
You were trapped on a dead-end road with a
tree around.
Down.
I could turn around.
And a bunch of dudes named Dale holding chainsaws.
The problem was, I looked at all the possible routes that we walk drive around it. It was faster to watch these idiots try and cut down the tree than to drive around to get to my buddy's parents' house. I already ran the calculus.
Whoa. How did you figure all this out whenever you don't have reception? Wait, did you tell the story, tell the part about not having reception on your phone? I think the story so fun.
So anyway.
Nobody's following this at all.
I took pictures.
I took pictures of the accident.
To send to my friend. I'm like, oh, this way I won't have to worry. Yeah, guess what? No signal. There you go.
I didn't know that.
So I'm sitting here watching these idiots try to cut down this tree. They finally get the tree cleared. And the one guy gets out a broom and starts sweeping the road very badly. And I'm sitting there going, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Why can't he use a broom? Guess what happens next, Joe?
I was wrong. Your story's so much funnier the second time through.
Two of my pickup trucks go barely in. It makes a car slide in front of me. Four dudes jump out with push brooms and start sweeping the road. I'm like, whoa. These guys came here just to sweep out the road. They didn't come to cut the tree down.
You gotta wait, Joel, you had to wait till you got to that part before you call the other team the B team. They can't be the B team until you know there's another team of broom sweepers. Oh, that's why I was trying to help your anecdote. I wasn't even there, Joel. I'm just there to help you motivate the story along.
So they clear.
You gotta wait till you introduce the new A team before you can start talking about the junior varsity guys out there sweeping the road. Just like the secondary team was already on the field, like you knew the roster ahead of time.
So they clear the road, and I try driving through. I make it like another half mile, and my buddy's like calls, "Are you okay? Are you dead?" I'm like, no, I'm not dead. Well, my brother are going to jump in the pickup truck and come get you. I'm like, dude, it wasn't that bad. So as I'm
Is everybody on a pickup truck in this podunk town?
No. His brother apparently is a, what's the word? They give you drugs so you pass out before the surgery.
Uncle Craig, yeah. That's what we call him in my family.
So anyway,
I drink this sleepy juice. I'm not allowed to go over his house anymore. My mom won't let him babysit me, but he's always got candy.
But here's the fucked up part of the story.
They call him Bob Saget in my neighborhood.
So I'm driving up to my buddy's parents' house. There's a car on the side of the road. No flashers on. It's raining. There's a dude laying in the road under his car like he's trying to fix it or get something out like from under it. I can't tell. My buddy's like, well, what's going on there? I'm like, I don't know. Let's just walk away. He goes, why? I'm like, Dude didn't put his four-way flashes on. This is a shit show. We don't want to be involved in the shit show in the rain.
I've seen enough zombie movies to know that this is the ambush. We stop to help him out, and next thing you know, all the marauders jump out. And then they rape us and tie us to the front of their trucks.
So then,
with decorative.
So then, I get to his parents' house, and guess what?
No, I don't really want to guess.
They don't have power.
We finally made it to the part of the story that I don't know what's going on. So.
They don't have power, because that tree that went down earlier took out the power for the neighborhood. So like, we went in, we had dinner, we had lunch and everything, we're talking, so like about 45 minutes goes by, and guess who just finally leaves? The guy with the fucking car.
Wait, what?
The dude that was under the car that I just passed.
Yeah?
45 minutes later, finally gets around to his car and leaves.
Oh, wait, you could see him from their place?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't aware of this either until his brother said, oh, that guy just finally left. I'm like, what guy? He's like, the guy you guys just left.
The guy with the crossbow and the crooked eye.
But my buddy...
That's just crazy, Frank.
But my buddy, we had to make it from Bentleyville to Green Tree, and then drive down to Lumberjacks under an hour. And I'll be damned, we got from Bentleyville to Green Tree in like 30 minutes.
Where the hell is Bentleyville?
It's out by Cal.
Okay, okay.
We went down 70, we went through some back roads, got into 79, and got to Green Tree somehow. Like, there's some wizardry he did with the back roads that even I don't follow.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't get from my house to Green Tree in 30 minutes. That's wild.
Yeah.
But hey.
Yes, we came in second place axe throwing yesterday.
Did you come in second place, Joel?
Yes, I did.
Kudos to you.
So my buddy's talking all this shit about, I'm going to come in first place. I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be the best. I'm like, little does my friend know, I've done this before. I'm a ringer.
Well, I mean, second place, though. So.
Well, I was.
Hey, what's the name of the second guy who ever stepped on the moon? Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, but my point is this. He talked so much shit about coming in first place, he got knocked out, and it was me and this guy named Mitch. Apparently Mitch was the other ringer in the group, because he kicked the shit out of me. But if Mitch wasn't there, I would have been first place.
And to add Joel the Lumberjack Cox. See, we could have done better than 84. You could have been Joel the Lumberjack.
I thought about that, but I thought that was too, like, braggadocious.
Braggadocious. Word of the day, Joel. Good for you. Braggocious, I believe, is
So to add insult to injury, like, so have you ever been axe throwing?
No, not like officially. I mean, okay. I've thrown it at, like, trees and stuff out in the woods.
So there's like a bullseye, 1, 2, 3, 4 points, and then there's these little green dots called clutch, and apparently you can do like a Hail Mary shot and call clutch and get 7 points. Now, these green dots are not easy to hit. Nobody tried for clutch because we knew better. Except for Mitch. Mitch called clutch and hit it. And knocked Nick, the birthday boy, out of the competition for the axe throwing.
Happy birthday, Nick. Go sit on the bench.
Exactly. So then he's like, Mitch, Joel? I'm like, oh, wait, Nick's out? He's like, Mitch, you win. I don't even care about first place as long as Nick loses. And Nick's like, fuck you.
What a dick. We're not inviting Mitch to the birthday party next year because he's kind of a prick.
No, I said, oh, it's me and Mitch? Well, guess what? I don't even care about when Mitch can have the competition. I basically literally threw the thing because it wasn't Nick.
So Mitch and Joel, neither one coming to the birthday party next year.
We'll see. But I just laugh because, like, how do you feel the one Nick's girlfriend's sister? Apparently was like, wow, they're really good. So like I went up against her sister Stacy. She's like, kick his ass, Joel, kick her ass. So then like she had to fucking go. She goes, ah, shit. She's like, can I just give up now? I'm like, what the fuck? It's like she's talking shit about everybody else. Like, kick his ass, kick her ass, kick her ass. Shit, now I gotta play him.
You got a cheerleader. The gauntlet has been thrown.
But yeah.
Oh, Okay, I would. And your story is fantastic. Thank you, and I loved it even better the second time through. It was like that was like eating leftovers for me. Like, yeah, it was good, I guess, but I mean, didn't we eat this yesterday?
Okay, let me relay this.
I'm listening.
Okay. So, what do you think of a moose?
Of a moose? Mm-hmm. Is this like a word association thing? Like, whenever yes. my mom used to take me to that special doctor that made sure that I was also not special. Mm-hmm. When you say moose, I think Canada.
Okay.
Give me another one.
Loose.
Jet plane. Wait, no, loose. I can't say her name on the podcast.
So I was driving to my buddy's house yesterday, and I passed by a bar called the Loose Moose. It had a picture of a
boot. I'm familiar. I know the Loose Moose. I've been in there.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have, down by Century 3.
No, that wasn't Century 3.
Well, I mean, like, out, like, that area.
No, this is nowhere near Century 3. This is, like, closer to Bentleyville. This is, like...
Okay, but that's, like, in that general direction. It's, like, out 51, I guess. Like, it's not out 51. I've definitely been in Loose Moose before.
Okay.
100% I've been in Loose Moose.
Okay. It was really weird seeing the picture of this, like, when I saw Loose Moose, I don't know what I was thinking. I thought I was thinking the West Virginia and farm animals and shit, and I'm like, no, that shouldn't be what's going on here. Why is the moose loose? No, don't ask that question. You don't want to answer the question you don't want to answer to, was what I thought of next.
It's like that joke where the Indian tells the guy he can talk to animals. His horse lies. No, sheep lie. Sheep lie. You don't even have to tell that whole joke for people to get it.
The names of bars, though. Like, what would you name your bar if you had one?
Ooh, if I had a bar. Oh, that's my last name is Stout, so I would just name it Stout. Nice, simple, to the point. There actually is a bar named Stout.
Did you know?
And I was gonna stop and buy, like, they had, like, it's closed up now, but I was gonna stop and get, like, some, like, their, I was gonna see if, like, they had hats or something, mm-hmm. or I could buy, but their logo was like a stink bug or something, like, and I'm not even exaggerating, it really was. It was like some, I don't know if it was a stink bug, but it looked like a stink bug, and I went, no, I don't really need that. Just looks dumb.
So out here,
what would you name your bar, Joel?
I don't know, because I can never, like, pick a name. Because you want something cool. But you don't want something lame like Jay's Place or Jay's Other Place. Those are two bars that are out here on Route 8. That guy named Jay opened a bar called Jay's Place, and he opened another bar called Jay's Other Place.
Like, Jay's Place is okay. I'm willing to forgive that. That just sounds like, you know, some quaint little bar where, you know, you go in and there's like six bar stools and there's always some dude named Bob and his buddy Artie that are sitting around the bar 24/7. Like, they just never leave. But, like, Jay's Other Place just sounds a little douchey.
How about Jaden and Jaden 2? But it's Roman numerals, not the number 2.
It just feels like... You either got to come up with a whole new name or just name them both Jay's Place. Mm-hmm. But, okay, I want to go back to a conversation that we had prior to the recording of this conversation. So I've spent a lot of my day walking around, and I got nut rubs. And you've never had nut rubs.
Well, you say it that way. It sounds even funnier.
You've never like walked around and got that thing where like between your balls and your thigh where it like chaps up a little bit. You never got the chappy thighs?
No.
Never.
No.
Joel, it's nothing to be embarrassed of. Everybody gets it.
I swear on this podcast, my life and your life.
Never had. Listen, everybody, like you are literally the only person who doesn't understand what that is.
No, I understand what it is. My wife talks about it, and some other women I know talk about it. I've never heard a guy talk about it.
Women get that. No, absolutely. First of all, most of the women I know don't have ball sex.
It's the thighs.
I don't have. Would you have thigh gap, Joel? Is that even possible?
What?
Thigh gap. You know what thigh gap is. That's just like whenever you can see between a chick's thighs. That's for like skinny chicks. I know you don't have it. I was joking. But thigh gap is like where if you put your feet together, your thighs don't touch. Like really skinny chicks get it.
Okay.
But it's called Google it, Joel.
No, I'm not. I'm saying okay. I get what you're saying.
But if you don't have thigh gap, which is like 98% of the population, if you're not built like a crackhead, then your thighs rub together whenever you walk. And if you spend like a whole day walking, then you get thigh. Then you get nut rubs.
See, I don't believe you on that part.
Okay, well, we need all the guys need to.
I spent many days on my feet working, doing shit, slaving, doing shit. I worked a media play for like a winter's break, and all I did was run around like selling shit. Like never happened.
Joel, every guy gets it.
I think you're fatty. I think that's why it is.
Well, I mean, I'm a little on the chunky side anymore. But,
yeah, I think you should be.
No, even before, like I used to get it whenever. Okay, so like whenever I was on delivery and I was skinny back then. Yeah, right.
Are you buying Husker Roos? Too.
I'm wearing my Spanx.
That shouldn't happen.
No, everybody, I don't know. You're just, I think you're full of shit. I just don't believe you.
I'm not full of shit. I'm not, why would I lie about this?
I don't know. What have you got to gain?
Exactly.
Every guy gets it. Listen, I need all of the people that listen to the show to text you and tell you that, yes, nut rub is a real thing.
I'm not saying it's not a real thing. I'm saying I've never had it.
I don't know how you've never had it. Like, okay, like, let's say that over the summer one time you go to Kennywood Amusement Park and you walk around the entire day. You don't get nut rub.
No.
Sometimes I get so bad I have to switch up what type of underwear I wear.
You're buying shitty underwear.
No, I'm saying like, you know, you wear one day, like you get it and it like it burns because you're wearing your boxer briefs. So then you got to switch over to boxers. You wouldn't get what I'm saying because you obviously have never had this, and I don't know how.
It's like, boxer briefs or briefs. There's no boxers. Boxers are bullshit.
I like boxer briefs.
They I just hold said, them in place. That's what I said. I said boxers are crap. I said boxers are or briefs.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, I like...
Let me put it this way. I tried boxers a couple times, and every time I wore boxers, something bad happened that day, and I said, fuck this shit, and threw them away.
Wait, what kind of bad thing happened?
Just like,
worse than nut rub?
No, like, you know, I'm not...
Or like bad luck, like
bad
it's
luck.
Just a superstitious...
Okay. I'm not superstitious, but for some reason, every time I wore boxers, something bad happened that day. I'm like, this is bullshit.
It wasn't like you wore boxers and then your like nuts got stuck in your bicycle spokes or something.
No.
This is like, okay, like you wore them and that was the day that the dog got hit by a truck.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay, all right. That makes more sense.
Last time I do a thing, Terry asked me to try.
Wait, what? Who asked you to try what?
Terry's like, you should try boxers. I'm like, okay. And then I try, I'm like, this is bullshit.
I don't like regular boxers.
I don't either.
Yeah, so, I mean, I own a couple pair just in case of severe nut rub.
So, fun fact. And by fun fact, not fun at all.
Wait, it's not amusing like that anecdote about you driving into a street with a tree down? Joel, the suspense is killing me. Tell me your fun fact.
I'm not telling you now.
No, come on. Tell me. I want to know.
So every now and then, I buy like underwear, socks, and like in bulk to like swap shit out because like stuff's gotten old, whatever. And
Costco had a sale. I gotcha.
No, this year during COVID, I went on Amazon and went to buy what I thought were briefs. I bought boxer briefs, and they were fucking amazing. So I bought another. I bought enough for 3 weeks worth of not doing laundry.
That was a fun fact. I like that fact a lot.
And like I love these. I'm like, well, fuck briefs now. This is amazing. But like, I laugh because like I don't like trying new things. And it's either goes really well or really badly. Boxers really bad. Boxer briefs, really good.
You know, I love boxer briefs, but I got to buy the long leg or the deep leg ones. Those other ones, they ride up me so crazy, I can't stand them. They drive me nuts. They literally drive my nuts nuts.
Arr, they're driving me nuts.
That's funny if you know the joke about the pirate. Everybody who doesn't know that joke did not get that reference at all. No, 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 no. Let them wonder, Joel. Don't tell it.
I almost did. I almost did.
Probably like twice a year, I throw away all of my socks because I get really stinky feet. So I toss out all of my socks, and for some reason, I walk holes in my socks a lot too.
You're buying shitty socks.
Well, no, I think I walk weird is what it is. I have like a strange gait to my walk, and so once a year I go through and I toss out all of my socks. But also like I jog and stuff a lot over the summertime, so that really tears up my socks. So I'll toss them all out and I do the same like you do. Like I buy like two or three packs of socks, and that way all of my socks match, and mm-hmm. I never have to worry about matching socks. And if I do mess up one, or if I get a hole in one, then I could just throw it out and I got another sock that matches. Like mm-hmm. I never get mismatched socks. Like everybody else is like, you're gonna match up one, you always miss. If I miss a sock, I have no clue because they all look the same. And I do it with my underwear too. Like I throw out all my underwear and all my socks and buy all new. I don't really care if, like, obviously if my underwear don't match, it doesn't make a difference because I'm only wearing one at a time. But I do. I toss out everything.
As I say, if there are people inspecting what color underwear and what color socks I wear, there's some problems.
I remember college, Joel, that used to only wear khaki shorts or khaki pants and a maroon shirt. That was all. You were like Bart Simpson. Like, you had the same outfit every single day. Mm-hmm. It was clean. It was a new one, but it was the same one all the time.
I didn't get into custom tees until, like, I think either post-college or late college.
I go back and forth. I like, with work, I got to wear button-ups and everything now, so that seems to be, like, once I get, like, into one thing, like, that's just my all-the-time thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks to COVID, I've not worn dress clothes in months.
Oh, speaking of COVID, Philadelphia is back on, like, heavy lockdown. Did you see any of this? Did you follow any of it?
I don't watch the news.
Okay, well, so Philadelphia, or that area, I think it's the county. I think Philadelphia is in Philadelphia County, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong, but either way, so that whole county is now back in lockdown. Allegheny County is, I think, down to like 50% capacity again for all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is crazy because I'm working in a furniture store now. And they were talking about like having to reduce hours or something, but we are, I guess, considered an essential business.
You gotta have someplace to sit.
Well, here's the thing: we're allowed to continue under normal hours and everything because we sell one stove and one tiny little refrigerator, and those are considered appliances. So therefore, we fall under the appliance store rule or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. That's not what it's called. But so somehow we're the exception to it just because we have one little tiny stove.
So you reminded me of something funny, a loophole. So at Lumberjacks, they sell alcohol. But in order to sell alcohol, they literally put a can of soup on your table. That is the food that you buy whenever they're serving alcohol. And
do they open the can?
Well, here's the thing. As long as that's closed, you can drink. Because the one girl said, hey, can you heat it up? Because I'll eat it. He goes, well, here's the thing. If you finish that soup, then you can't keep drinking.
Wait. If you open the soup, you can't keep drinking?
If you finish the soup.
Oh, if you finish the soup. Okay, yes, yes. Okay, that's right. Well, in a lot of places are getting away with that because they'll throw like a plate of chips or something on the table to do some nachos, or
UK. I think it was a UK. There's a bar that the guy wanted to stay open. So he made a deal with some frozen food company. They buy these meals for like $3.50, and he includes it. So he can stay open. And most people don't even want the food. They're like, oh, just keep the food. I'll pay the thing, but I just want the booze.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are doing that. Like, okay, so like Sarah works at a restaurant, and she was saying like people, I guess, will come in and like five people go, okay, we're gonna split an order of fries, which is like, I don't know, like $3 or something. Uh-huh. So they set the thing of fries down on the center of the table, and then they just drink and drink and drink and drink, and nobody touches the French fries until they're all done, and then they eat up the French fries and leave. So
that's awesome.
Right. That, what a stupid rule. Like, I get, I'm not even sure I get where they're coming from with it.
So, if you want to hear a really weird and niche job.
I'm still here.
Well, you didn't say yes, so.
You have my attention, sir.
So, the one podcast, they interview people dealing with politics. And this girl apparently took it upon herself to read every bill that's passed by the Senate and whatnot, and the like highlights of C-SPAN to like give you an idea of what's going on in the world. And she goes, at first I read every single bill, and then I found she found secrets of which bills to read and which not to read, and she reports on it. And apparently a lot of these people like push shit through the last minute on the last day, and half these people don't even show up for like some of these hearings. So like C-SPAN is all smoke and mirrors. Like, apparently, like, there'll be a guy who's like, I have a stump speech I want to do. Okay. There's nobody there but his interns. So they'll stand behind to make it look like the place is full. And he's, like, going on and on, like, fire and brimstone. Meanwhile, there's nobody else in the room. And she's telling all these stories. I'm like, this is just craziness. It's like, well, no one's here. I vote we do this bill. Anybody oppose? Oh, nobody oppose.
And there's, like, nobody there.
Exactly. And she said,
Buddy Hackett, not Buddy Abbott. Buddy Hackett.
And she basically,
is that this recording or is that last recording?
I don't know.
Anyways, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But she basically said, all you do is have an intern sit there to say no, and a lot of shit would not get passed. And that's when you said the rule, the stupid rules. I'm like, oh, now I know why they do this shit. Because there's nobody there to stop them.
You can get away with a lot of shit whenever you have a captive audience or lack of input. Speaking of lack of input, Joel, it is that time.
Fine.
So, it's time we let everybody free. Time to untie them and release them back into the wilderness, our little snowflakes of an audience.
Should we not shut their ears first so they know they've listened to the podcast?
Do what?
Did you know that with feral cats, that they'll take them and get them spaded and they'll notch your ears so people know they've been spaded so they're no longer a threat?
No shit. I did, you know what, and now here's the thing, I remember like in like if you could look back to like the old school cartoons, the cats always did have notches in their ears, and I didn't know that was why.
Because it's easier to leave them in the area to like have their territory, but because they're sterile, they're not going to make any more babies, so it's okay.
What a weird little fun. Joel, you're full of all kinds of little trinkets of knowledge today.
I try.
All right, everybody, thanks for joining us here on Stream of Conscious Podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, follow, and all of the other bullshit. I broke, Joel. What, my brain doesn't brain right now.
And disco.
And disco.